Hello. Today I am trying to get myself more comfortable with the idea of talking while I'm recording. And so I decided that I would do the ABC challenge. A is for ache, because I am aching for your cock. B is for buried. I want you buried all the way inside me. C is for cunt. I didn't always like the word cunt. I used to find it offensive. Then I read Atonement by Ian McEwan, and there's this passage in there that just, well, it just changed my mind on the subject altogether. D. Oh, this is going to be a lot harder than I thought. D is for disrobing. Whether it's slow and teasing or fast and furious in a I have to have you right now sort of way, the act of undressing for your partner or ripping the clothes off of your partner is just, well, it's just awesome. Let's just say E is for edging. Edging certainly has its merits, but if I'm being completely honest, I like to come way too much. Which is why I prefer F. F is for fill. I want you to fill me with your cum. Please. G is for growling. Because who doesn't love growling? I mean, come on. Oh, growling is just the best. Oh, growling, growling, growling. All the time. Can't get enough. The best kind of growling, though, is the unexpected growl. The one that kind of sneaks up on you in audience. Those are the ones where I get the closest I've ever been to having an ASMR response to something. When I'm truly caught off guard by one, there's this little spot on the back of the right side of my head that tingles just ever so slightly. Oh, and it's so good when it happens. H is for hands, because they're just so necessary and versatile, aren't they? My hands are doing a pretty good job right now, if I do say so myself. Say hello, ladies. They're wavy. You'll have to take my word for it. is for intimacy. Because sharing yourself with someone, whether it's a committed or casual sort of thing, it doesn't matter. Just the act of sharing yourself is just, oh, it's just really fucking hot. Oh, Jay. Jay. Oh god, why can't I think of anything that starts with J? Oh crap. Okay, if I'm gonna get hung up this soon in, this whole thing could end really, really badly. J. J, J, J. Oh, J. Jerking off. Watching, listening, you know, I like it. Okay. As for kneeling, you know, like when I'm kneeling in front of you while I suck your dick. Maybe while I'm down there, we could cover L. Licking. Yeah, licking is good. Although I must say, the actual word lick, I don't really like. So I have a similar reaction to it as some people do when they hear this word moist. I age myself a little bit here, but I think the reason for that is the song Informer by Snow. Have you heard it? Ugh, that just totally ruined the word lick for me forever. But I still like it. The act, anyway. M is for man sounds. All of them. Just all of them. Growling, which has already been covered. Moaning. Groaning. When you suck in air through your teeth. Oh, God, I love it. Just, oh. Yes, keep making noises. Just, yes. Yes, yes, yes. N is for nibble. It's a fun word to say. It's fun to do too. If you were here right now, I'd probably be nibbling on your lower lip. Over to your ear. Maybe down your neck. And then down. You know what? I'm just gonna stop right there because otherwise I am never gonna get through this. Oh. Oh. It's for oral. Who doesn't like oral? Come on. Yeah, that's all I gotta say about that. I need to keep moving. P is for pulse, because my pulse races when I feel your cock pulsing inside of me. Are there bonus points for using the same word twice in a sentence? I'm gonna say yes. Q. Oh shit, I should have thought ahead about Q. Oh, Q. Okay, Q. Oh god. Oh, fuck. Yeah, that's right. You know what? Fuck you. Oh God, I'm sorry. That was an unintentional, dazed and confused reference there. I'm sorry. Cute. Cute. Okay, let's just go with another movie reference. Q is for quiver. I see you quiver with anticipation. Patient. Oh God, I didn't plan that little quiver of myself there. Oh, that was good though, wasn't it? Oh yeah. It's a shame how much Steve Curry's health has declined recently though, hasn't it? Wait, what? Steve Curry? Who the hell is Steve Curry? Oh shit, I meant Tim Curry. Tim Curry. Oh, Tim Curry was Dr. Frankenfurter. I don't know who Steve Curry is. I'm sure he's a lovely, lovely man, but no. No, this is about Tim Curry. Okay, moving on. R is for rubbing. I like to rub my hands up your arms, down your back. And over your ass as you pound into me. Oh. Oh, pound. That's a good word, too. Do I like pound better than pulse? Oh, God. Pulse or pound? Pound or pulse? I'm gonna stick with pulse since I have a double usage there. Yeah. Pulse. Definitely pulse. Q. Wait, I already did Q. What did I do? Oh shit. How did I get back at Q? Okay. Back up. Pulse. Q was quiver. Then came rubbing. Yeah, oh, yes, rubbing and the pounding got me circled back. Okay, so that means it's time for S. S. S is for slide. Watch me slide down your body, my mouth inching closer and closer to your cock so I can suck on it. Oh. T is for thrusting. Since I didn't stick with pound. Oh, yeah, fascinating. Fast, slow, gentle, hard. I don't care. Just do it. Just do it. Oh, yeah. You. Oh. I'm gonna go with uncut. I don't really have any preference whatsoever in that department, but I just really want to get this over with already. V. Yes, for voices. I wouldn't be here if voices didn't turn me on. I mean, come on. That's what this is all about, right? Yeah. Oh. W. W is for wetness, because it's necessary, and it makes everything feel so fucking good. X. Oh. Okay, I did think about X ahead of time, because I knew it was going to be a hard one, and so I have a word or a phrase. And I'm not going to explain because it was kind of an inside joke, a code that I used with my friends when we were teenagers. Talk about boys without anyone knowing we were talking about boys. So, X is for xiphoid process. You can Google it and come to your own conclusions. Y? Oh. Why we're gonna go with yawning. Yes, yawning, because morning sex. Just yes, We're gonna go with that. Oh god, Z. Oh, Z. Z is for zipper. That zipping sound and audios. Oh, I love those. Oh. When I hear that zipping noise, I know that it's about to get fun. Really fun. Ooh. And the audio's about to get good. Which concludes the alphabet, and oh, it's like, oh, oh god. That was fun. Thanks for listening. Bye.